Hi, I'm Georgia Kondek. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. As Anzac Day approaches, there are concerns for the lack of facilities for rural veterans. Not only are there minimal health facilities available, many veterans are struggling to thrive in the regions. I caught up with La Trobe Rural Health School's Dr. Kylie Carra to talk about the urgent need for facilities and opportunities for service members in regional Australia.
We surveyed 123 occupational therapists to hear their experiences of providing services for returned service members. And that really came from hearing a lot of feedback that they were having difficulty accessing the rehabilitation services that they needed. And the therapists in the study really described inadequate funding for the services they were providing, really complex administrative processes, and limited support to upskill in this specialised area of practice.
What are you seeing in those rural areas where they don't have that support? What is the situation like there?
So we know that many former service members return to rural areas. That's where many of our military bases are. And yet, despite that, many describe difficulties finding employment, particularly meaningful employment, feeling isolated, and just finding that transition back to, you know, community activities and family activities really difficult. And yeah, that's also often with underlying physical and mental health conditions like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. They really describe having difficulty accessing the specialist therapies that they require to help them step back into everyday life. And the therapist in the study described that, you know, often they're travelling. It could be 1 hour or 2 hours one way to get to see a veteran. And really they were doing that out of commitment to supporting former service members, out of respect for the service they've done. But that travel time and all of the administrative processes and communication with other service providers, that time wasn't being funded. So that was really the services were being provided at a financial cost to them.
Is there a reason people want to be in these remote areas particularly?
Many former service members have formed some connection with a rural area. Either they grew up there or perhaps the military bases that they served on were in a rural area. So there's some familiarity with that community and some connection to other community members. So that's why there's a pretty high rate of former service members discharging to rural Australia.
You know, with Anzac Day coming up, is there any kind of reminders or anything that you want to put out there for all our service members?
I think it's really important for former service members to advocate for their needs and try to persist through the administrative complexities in accessing services to try to access specialist care, because there is really good evidence behind a lot of, you know, specialist therapies. That they are effective for, you know, mental health conditions and physical health conditions. So certainly encourage former service members to, persist in accessing the services they need. But also I think it's important for the community to get behind former service members as well and try to help with that transition process, you know, whether it's joining a sporting club or joining a new workplace or volunteering with a service. We know that former service members commonly volunteer their time. It's really important that the community supports that process as well. More funding is urgently needed to support the provision of rehabilitation services for former service members. And we've got some really wonderful recommendations from the Joint Transition Task Force and the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide. I really feel that the funding needs to be behind services to support that to happen.
That was myself speaking with La Trobe Rural Health School's Dr. Kylie Carra about more services and facilities required for our service members, especially in rural areas. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Georgia Kondek. Have a great day.